It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone? This is Duke Dodson from Graybo's, and you're listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. And remember, there is no offseason.
This is Mark Aram from WSB Radio in Atlanta, and you are listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network, the number one place for advice on how to make money flipping sports cards. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, there is no offseason.
What's up, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffSeason.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show, brought to you by Graybo's Sports Cards. Graybo's Sports Cards is a local card shop located in Richmond, Virginia, and is owned by Gray Burnett, Ryan Fitz, and Duke Dodson, who you know as Denny One Time. Graybo's sports the best selection of singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Graybo's is happy to announce that they are now the only direct buyer of Topps Bowman in Central Virginia and are now breaking daily on Fanatics Live. They are moving to their new larger shop, which will be connected to the hottest sports bar in Richmond in the near future. Stay tuned for those details. Listeners of Sports Card Strategy can use the promo code STRATEGY2023 to get 10% off any purchase on Graybo's.co. Graybo's loves the Sports Card Strategy family and is proud of their long-standing partnership with Hickey Baby and the gang. Don't forget to get a free 30-day trial at NoOffSeason.com today to help you make money flipping sports cards, build your sports card investment portfolio, get unlimited advice from our experts, and take sports card school. And navigate the hobby. That's NoOffSeason.com. Get your free 30-day trial today. All the data we use on the Sports Card Strategy Show is from MarketMoversApp.com. Use code NoOffSeason at MarketMoversApp.com to get 20% off for life after a free 14-day trial. All right, let's get to the Sports Card Strategy.
What is up, peeps? Happy Monday. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show. My name is Connor Barnett. I'm the head of contents at NoOffSeason.com. Welcome to the family. Thanks for being here. You know the drill. We are here today to help you make money flipping sports cards and build a collection that increases in value. You want to know how to buy the right card for the right player at the right time, and we are here to help you do just that. No live Paul Hickey today. He is on vacation with the fam for spring break. However, he will make an appearance in an interview with Jason Howarth, the SVP of Marketing and Athlete Relations at Panini. We're going to talk a little bit about Liv Golf and Caitlin Clark. Also going to hit on some football updates. Obviously, some offseason moves have been made. We're going to touch on those, what it means for us as investors in the hobby. Lefty McKee will be on the show with some hobby news and recent wins from his end. And then, obviously, we will hit on some audience Q&A at the end of the show. So be sure to ask your questions in the live chat along with your L's and your W's. And we will answer slash shout you out at the end of the show. Real quick, if you like the content we're putting out on a weekly basis, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. It really does help us out a lot there. And real quick, thanks to our NoOffSeason.com network partner, CGC Cards. Check out NoOffSeason.com and click on the banner ad for CGC Cards and get more details on their great grading service for PC collection, for PC protection starting at $12. That supports us and CGC Cards. Please know we are grading our cards for flipping purposes with PSA, but are considering sending some of our lower dollar cards to CGC to try out their experience for ourselves. Also, shout out to Graybos. Listeners of the Sports Card Strategy can now use the promo code Graybos20. That's Graybos20 to get $20 off their first purchase with Graybos on Fanatics Live. So shout out to Duke Denny one time and the Graybos team there for the plug. All right, guys, let's go ahead and hop into our question of the day. Yes, Mr. T, I am riding solo today. Question of the day, if you could add a segment to the Sports Card Strategy Show, what would it be? We're pumped about the direction we're moving in as a team here at the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. However, thanks to all of you guys' fantastic support, we are growing and always interested in adding new layers into the mix. So if there's something you'd like to see us talk about or a specific segment style you'd like to see, comment below. Comment on the IG, comment in the live chat. We want to know what you guys are interested in there. Drop that in there. All right, we're going to jump. Before we jump into things today, let's hit on some live chat love from our people. We got the Cardboard Corner. We got Mr. T and we got Chuck G. Thank you all for being here this morning. We got some good stuff, some interesting interviews that we're going to hop right into. So let's hop into today's first interview. It's going to be with Jason Howarth. Again, Jason is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Athlete Relations at Panini, and Paul was able to sit down with him for a fantastic interview. I didn't want to make a note. There's a small amount of feedback from the recording, so please bear with us and enjoy the interesting insight here. For now, I will go ahead and let Paul take things away with our guy, Jason Howarth.
Jason Howarth, SVP of Marketing and Athlete Relations at Panini. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and the nooffseason.com fam. How you doing, man?
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to have you on the show. Panini has been busy, and you've been one of the busiest men in the hobby lining up these big announcements lately. So today we're going to talk about LIV Golf and Caitlin Clark, two of the biggest Panini signings of late. So let's talk about LIV Golf first, Jason. Just give us kind of an intro real quick into the deal with LIV Golf before I launch into my questions here.
Sure. So, I mean, I think, you know, we've looked at getting into the golf space over the last number of years and always tried to figure out, like, how do you go about doing it? And the challenge was always that, you know, it was very individualized. You know, your success in building a golf product was going to be based on the strength of the golfers that were in the, you know, in the product. And there was no one entity that kind of had, you know, oversight over them, for lack of a better definition. When we started to dig in deep on LIV Golf, the idea that they had a team format, you know, and the ability to award an individual winner after every tournament, and there are 14 tournaments around the globe, you know, that idea felt like that was something that was compelling that we could build around. Obviously, as you know, in the world of case breaking, having a team format is always, you know, beneficial. So it changed and created a different dynamic, we think, in the golf category as we looked at them.
I think one of the main reasons people can't get into flipping golf cards is because the lack of consistency in sets being released by manufacturers. So is Panini planning to release sets each year, like with new rookie cards, RC shields, things like that?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Any idea on the length of the partnership? Is there a ongoing licensing deal, or have you announced a particular amount of years that this will go on?
We've just shared that it's a multi-year agreement.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I know our audience is really excited to know things like, are there any more sets that you're planning on making other than, I know you've announced Instant Prism and Impeccable. Are there going to be on card autos, sticker autos, any other new sets in the works, things like that? I know people like to jump the gun a little bit, Jason, on what the future plans are versus what you've already announced. Anything you can share with us along those lines?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to build, you know, those brands like Prism and Impeccable the way we've built those brands in other sports. And so, you know, obviously Prism felt like the perfect brand to launch with LIV for a number of reasons. I think one of the things that, you know, when we talked about, you know, those early conversations about LIV, you know, one of the things that I felt really, what we felt really comfortable with was, you know, the vibe and the energy that happens around their tournaments is unique to golf, but it also felt very Prism-like to me. You know, so it was like, this is the perfect alignment. This is the perfect product, you know, and our team was super excited. You know, we went down to their, their team week and shot content with all the golfers and, you know, interacted with all the golfers and the level of excitement, you know, for, you know, with the golfers or about, you know, getting their trading cards and people that are already vested in the category. You know, it's funny. Little did I know when we started this process with LIV Golf, but, you know, this past year at the Sports Collectors Convention, Bubba Watson was hanging out in our, you know, in our booth at the National Sports Collectors Convention for like 2 hours with his kid. And like people are walking by, like not realizing that it's Bubba, but I'm like, Bubba is in our booth like for 2 hours, just opening up product and enjoying it with his kid. So, you've got guys like Bubba Watson and Ian Poulter who are, you know, collectors, you know, that are very passionate about it, very passionate about, you know, the brands that Panini has. And so, you know, to have athletes that are engaged at that level and can help educate the other golfers to what that means, I think is super compelling.
So we have a portion of our audience that is big time into golf cards. I want to give them a shout out real quick. The Golf Card Collector on Instagram and Fondling Cardboard is their podcast. And there's even a Facebook group for golf card collectors, the Golf Cards and Memorabilia Facebook group. So they're wondering things like, will this deal with LIV Golf include every single player in LIV Golf, even guys like Anthony Kim, who debuted this season?
Yes.
Short answer, yes. Love it. They're going to love it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're super excited. We had heard some rumors about Anthony making his return to the golf world beforehand. And, you know, obviously, you know, bringing him back into the category is, you know, and just golf in general, he hasn't played in over 12 years at this point, you know, at least professionally or competitively. You know, bringing him into he had his first tournament last week, with LIV, and, you know, I forget where they are now, but they're Hong Kong. They're in Hong Kong, I think. So, you know, we're playing in that tournament. So we're excited. Again, it's unique because the other element, like we talked about, this team format, right? And you have the ability to bring in other guys is like these wild cards. Right, is how they, you know, refer to players that are not affiliated with a team at this stage. You know, so that's a unique element. Also kind of fun and, you know, will be interesting to see how that all plays out in the space. But I think there's, you know, I think they typically have like two or three wild card players that are not affiliated with teams. So, you know, makes it unique for sure.
It's definitely going to be super fun to see what these cards look like. I'm excited. And one element that I know our audience is always into is like, how do you determine who gets the rookie card designation when you're creating a new release like this, where technically, you know, guys, you mentioned earlier, Bubba and Ian Poulter, they're not rookies, but are they, you know, how are you going to determine who gets a rookie card designation in these first sets with Panini?
Yeah, I think that's a product development answer, and they'll get super intense and into the weeds on, you know, what that looks like and how we're gonna represent that. But, you know, there's that rookie designation, then there's that like first card opportunity too for some of these players. I think about you know, when we brought Charles Barkley back into the mix, right? Like, who hadn't been in the category for 20 years, or, you know, Tim Duncan this year, bringing him back into basketball after, you know, a hiatus of like 15 years, hadn't signed cards since he was like a rookie. You know, so bringing those guys back into the mix, I think is, you know, unique. And whether it's got the RC badge on it or the fact that it's, you know, hasn't had a card, I think I was just looking at something someone sent to me, and I think like the last time Phil Mickelson had a card was like 13 years ago. That's crazy.
It's insane. And I'm so happy that golf cards are going to get some consistency, some new life breathed into them from Panini. This is great. I know our audience is excited. One more question from the Golf Cards and Memorabilia Facebook group. Because there have been other manufacturers producing golf cards, and I believe this will be Panini's kind of first foray into it, does Panini have any plans for marketing to current golf card collectors that may not be as familiar with Panini, even though Panini, of course, is a major brand worldwide for sports cards and other trading cards? This Golf Card Collectors Memorabilia Facebook group feels like maybe they don't have as much familiarity with Panini. Is there any plans for this particular set to market to golf card collectors specifically?
Absolutely. I think to golf card collectors, quite honestly, and to golf enthusiasts. I mean, we've got, you know, again, the dynamic that, you know, lives on the, ironically, the dynamic in the LIV Golf Tour, and how they go about presenting their tournaments is unique and has an element of, you know, being very dynamic and high energy. You know, I know that we will, you know, in addition to, you know, I mean, just from the gate, like, you know, launching, you know, mainstream with them, we, you know, they were in Vegas during Super Bowl week with us. We brought John Rahm to our, you know, our Super Bowl, you know, Prism House, you know, and had him do the Eli Manning podcast, you know, and so that launched, you know, to coincide with the LIV Golf announcement. You know, I guess I forget when that was now, last week or the week before at this point, 2 weeks ago now. But, you know, so, you know, that, you know, elevating it in that realm too, I think from a mainstream point of view, and then also digging into, you know, those people that are watching golf. So, you know, there'll be a dynamic where, you know, where we'll do, you know, box breaks with golfers at the tournament on site, you know, at venue. In some cases we're not going to fly to, we didn't make it to Hong Kong this year. But you know, they've got, I think 7 or 8 tournaments that are stateside. So we'll plan on activating in that space and doing some unique things there.
Jason Howarth, SVP Marketing and Athlete Relations at Panini. In our last 4 or 5 minutes here on the Sports Card Strategy Show, Jason, let's talk about Caitlin Clark. I've noticed a lot of player-specific deals out in the hobby. They've become more and more common over the last several years. Yeah. Talk about the importance of these player-specific deals for Panini.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've always done player-specific deals, right? And you know, because we do so many from a volume point of view across all sports, we don't always highlight every athlete that's part of, you know, that's got a direct relationship with Panini. You know, there are athletes that come in to, you know, come into the space that we feel like, okay, we need to elevate this and highlight this in a meaningful way. And we've kind of always looked at it as, you know, is it like in the case of Tim Duncan, the return after, you know, 15 plus years, in the case of Charles Barkley, the return after 20 years, you know, looked at it that way, looked at it as, you know, are these athletes exclusive to us? And what does that mean? And so obviously we want to elevate that a bit more, you know, in a different way. So we look at it from that perspective, but then also, you know, we've got so many different products across the sports. When you look at how we roll out the NFL, how we roll out the NBA, you know, you see those players that are being featured in our product. And I think there's a little bit of a balance there in terms of like, how much do you want to just go out and share in advance? And then how much do you want, you know, to be able to have that, you know, surprise element to it where people start ripping the product and then they see the athlete there and they didn't know that they were going to be in it. You know, there's an element to that, you know, is quite fun too, but it's also like a delicate balance to figure out, you know, what you do and how you go about doing that.
So we've seen Caitlin Clark have first Bowman Chrome University cards made by Topps, obviously. And does this mean now with her being Panini exclusive that she's going to have licensed WNBA rookie autos? And what else does it mean, I guess, for the collector and the hobby in terms of her specifically? Does it mean she's not going to have any other cards other than Panini cards? Could you kind of put a definition on that for those of us that don't know?
She will only have Panini cards going forward as of April.
Okay.
So,
and Panini has the WNBA licensing as well, correct?
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, she'll have, you know, collegiate cards with us. She'll have, you know, W cards with us. We're building a special Caitlin Clark collection, you know, specific to her that we'll launch with her. That'll come out. And then we also have her for memorabilia exclusively as well. So we'll have the memorabilia component. We'll have the exclusive on the trading card side, you know, not just for autographs, but trading cards as well.
Phenomenal. What a great athlete to sign. I mean, congratulations on that. I have one more question for you, Jason, and feel free if it's not something that you feel like you're able to answer, that's totally fine. But I'm wondering, we've had a conversation about this specifically on the Sports Card Strategy Show, so I kind of feel like I owe it to our audience to at least ask you. And that, it's about Dylan Cruz. My understanding is that Dylan Cruz has a Panini deal. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Is a player, when a player has a Panini deal that's announced, such as this Caitlin Clark one, and I know they're probably different player by player, does that mean that they're not, does it always mean they're not going to appear for any other manufacturers? Like specifically, is Dylan Cruz not going to appear in Bowman releases? Are you able to comment on that?
I wouldn't know the answer to that, like as it relates to, you know, other manufacturers. I know that specifically when we sign an exclusive athlete like Caitlin, she will not be in any other product. So, okay. Or any other manufacturer, I should say. So,
Jason Howarth, SVP of Marketing and Athlete Relations for Panini, one of the busiest and best guys in the hobby. I appreciate you taking the time, man. Nice to have you on the Sports Card Strategy Show. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, shout out to Jason for taking the time to sit down with us and kind of update us on some news and give us some more information. Some important takeaways there, I think. One being that all LIV players will be included in that Prism release. So exciting news, as this means even recent addition Anthony Kim, who got off to a slow start and his kind of competitive return after what was over a decade hiatus, but most recently carded a 5/65, will be included. I'm excited for this. Obviously, I'm a big time golf enthusiast. Hopefully, this helps us see the golf card market kind of grow, especially with the potential for some firsts. And a lot of top players in the world to release either for the first time or after a long time. They were mentioning Phil Mickelson not having a card in several years. It's also great to hear from Jason there that, you know, they're kind of looking to directly market to golf collectors in the hobby. And ultimately, you better believe that we'll be looking to see if there are going to be money-making opportunities when this release does come around so that we can pass along to you all. And then obviously he mentioned Caitlin Clark. So now with Caitlin being Panini exclusive, she will only have Panini cards moving forward. And Panini has that WNBA licensing there. They're going to release college and WNBA cards of her. And she's even going to have her own collection there. So shout out to Paul. Shout out to Jason for taking the time. A lot of interesting stuff from that interview there. Real quick, want to shout out some people in the live chat. Let's see. We got Joel Kaplan in here. We got Choose. Oh, my duders. Let's see who else we got. We got Mad Card 72, Dad Rips Packs, who's here for their first live. Thank you so much for being here. And they say they are a premium member. We appreciate the support, Dad Rips Packs, and pumped that you're able to catch a live with us today. Janelle Hsu, thanks for being here, Janelle. Also got Bo Belcher and Ziggy No Belcher. I apologize, Bo. Bo Belcher and Ziggy No in the house. Thank you guys for both being here as well. Up next, guys, we're going to hop into some NFL updates. Obviously, some off-season mayhem has ensued. We're going to kick things off with someone that we potentially recommended as a flyer during last season. That was Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, leading into last season. So now it's been quite some time, obviously. He just traded to the Browns for a 5th and a 6th round pick. Had a pretty poor last season. Finished with just 54 catches, 758 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But what do we care about? That's his cards, right? So his card market is up 1.7% across the board for all of his traded cards over the last 7 days, which is a total of 168 transactions. Honestly, with Jerry Jeudy's market, there's not a lot to note here. If you look at his cards priced $25 or more, there aren't a lot of opportunities to lock in any profits if you're holding him right now. The only one of decent consideration is kind of his Optic Holo and PSA 10, it's up 67% from $18 to $30, but that's just across a number of 2 trades. So if you're holding Jeudy, you likely have to hope for a performance-based spike / NFL hype cycle spike. But depending on kind of where you got in on him price-wise, definitely still check comps, though, because even if we aren't seeing big jumps, he's still in the news. So if you're looking to just get cash flow back, could be a decent time to try and offload him. Maybe not necessarily for an increased price, but just having increased eyeballs on it. Another big move, obviously, Russell Wilson to the Steelers. Poor experience in Denver for Russell Wilson. Headed to play now for Mike Tomlin, who he has historically torched in his 2 starts against Mike Tomlin. 2-0 with 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 645 yards, and a quarterback rating of over 145. His market has seen a little bit of a jump. It's up 3.3% for graded card trades over the last 7 days. His 2012 Topps Chrome base is up 36% across eight trades. His 2012 Topps base is up 25% across six trades. His 2012 Prism base is up 5%. He's also got some non-rookie cards that are up. His 2020 Mosaic Stained Glass Super Short Print and PSA 9 is up 140%. And his 2020 Donruss Downtown and PSA 9 is up 43%. Janelle Hsu says, oh boy, my Broncos, another QB, another year. That's right. Curious to see what the Broncos are going to do there. But sticking to Russ for a second, I do feel like this is kind of a tricky time to decide what to do here if you're holding his prints. You know, on one hand, we're kind of getting into that position of it being football buying season. His cards are getting cheaper. A lot of cards are getting cheaper. Selling now could kind of mean missing out on preseason hype if you're trying to capitalize on these small gains that we've seen for Wilson. But on the other hand, he's kind of been objectively, I don't want to use the word atrocious, but he's had a poor couple years the last two seasons. And if that continues, this could be one of your only times to get out of his cards at a profit. So my thought process here is I would probably sell my Russell Wilson prints if they're up relative to what I purchased them for and use that money towards buying different prints of discounted quarterbacks. Maybe Trevor Lawrence, Tua's got a lot of undervalued stuff at the moment, Joe Burrow, of course. That way you can capitalize on Wilson's name being in the news, a slight spike in his pricing, and you can still open yourself up to get gains kind of from the NFL hype cycle by investing in guys with higher upside and hopefully some lower risk there. Mr. T says Swift to the Bears. Is that referring to DeAndre Swift? Let me know there, Mr. T. Let's see. We also have Mac Jones went to the Jaguars. We actually just included Mac Jones as a flyer play in a premium article posted to nooffseason.com due to potential trades and cheap prices. But now that he's gone to a team where he's clearly going to be the backup, or as Paul likes to call him, a clipboard holder, probably wouldn't consider him a buy at the moment unless you're interested in partaking in the backup quarterback play that Paul has discussed a couple of times here on the Sports Card Strategy Show. If you're not up to date with that, essentially, there were so many injuries last year. There was a point in time where over 20% of the starting quarterbacks in the league had a season-ending injury, that Paul is interested in buying backup quarterbacks for cheap and seeing if you buy one for each backup QB in the league, or the top ones at least, what the outcome would be in terms of trying to make profits there. So if Paul does indeed follow through with doing that one, better believe we're going to keep you guys posted with the outcome of it. But as for now, probably hang tight on Mac Jones. If you did read that premium piece, he was traded quite literally the next day. So hang tight on Mac Jones, unless you're able to find an absolute steal of a price there. Craig's Cards 11 in the house. Shout out to Craig. First time meeting him was this weekend at the Nash National. He was fantastic. Let us sit next to him in the booth. Was promoting the show. Super nice guy. Had some good conversations with him. So shout out to Craig Cards 11. Thanks for being here, of course. Up next, we're rolling into our guy Lefty McKee for today. He's got some hobby updates as well as some W's. Let's go ahead and hop in. I was able to sit down with Lefty maybe a week ago. Let's hop into it. Lefty McKee, how are we doing, sir?
We're good, dude. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Happy to be here talking with you. Let's talk wins of the week. What do you have for me today?
We've got some very interesting wins for the hobby here that I wanted to talk about. And it's happened over the last week and a half, but I think this is relevant to where we're going in the future, where we talk about Fanatics pushing a big market towards the front, where the overall market cap of cards will be growing. As investors, we need to look at how much money and how many eyeballs are coming into our space. And last year we saw the MLB partnered with Fanatics because their jerseys are sold by them, but they also have the card market as well. We saw them, the MLB, put debut patches on any of their rookies that are making their debut. They put a debut patch on the jersey itself, and then those go as an RPA later down the road. In the next Topps Chrome release, they would release a debut patch one of one. And so it's they are very, very nice looking cards. They're incredibly, I dare say, sexy cards, even no matter who they are for. If you go look on eBay right now for the 2023 Topps Chrome update, which is when the debut patch cards came out in, the sales for these cards are very high. And for players that really Like they're not the Corbin Carrolls of the world, and they're not the huge rookies. These are one on ones of Sammy Peralta, Hobie Harris. We have Blair Calvo, Logan Allen, Drew Maggie, or Madge. I'm probably messing up these names, but the fact that the sales are 5,203, 3,000, 3,000, 299 best offer, 3,000, 2,000 for these guys that are very low-key rookies. Let's put it that way. They're very low-key rookies. And what I think was really cool about this is it not only did it add style to the cards, they're a great looking card, but it brings RPAs to the baseball sphere for really the first time. You know, the Panini did some RPAs, but they were just there, you know, they just didn't really look like they should be RPAs. They tried to do a football or basketball look RPA. And this is a beautiful rendition with the gold border and everything. What the MLB debut cards look like is a absolute win. Now, you're probably saying, Lefty, why is that your win for now? This came out, you know, last year. Yes, we've talked about this already. And what I wanted to talk about today is the Topps partnered with the MLS to do this same thing. You guys have heard me talk about how the MLS is a development league. It's undervalued. The cards are fairly cheap, but there is cards available. One of the hardest things about soccer investing is finding the player and the card that you should be investing in. Now, with the MLS rising in popularity, they're partnered with Apple. They're doing great things in that realm. They're doing great things with their media. They have Messi now here. They see this as an opportunity for the overall value of collectibles or investables in this sphere to go up tremendously. So what they did was they saw the MLS debut or the MLB debut cards, and Topps and Fanatics had a plan to do that with the MLS. So we saw this rollout for the first time over the last week of the season, over the last 2 weeks. We've seen players like Luis Suarez come in, who has a huge history of dominance in soccer. But we see him come to the MLS for the first time. But now there's going to be an MLS debut, one-of-one Suarez rookie patch auto that's going to be in an MLS Chrome release. We've never really had MLS Chrome cards that are highly investable. Like when we've talked about, I've brought names forward and we've talked about when they go to Europe, these cards might pop off a little bit. We've talked about the Cade Cowles and we've talked about Brendan Vasquez and we've talked about other guys. And you do see their cards rise when they go overseas. But we rarely see a guy's cards rise on their debut here in the States. And so what I think is this is a card market that is generally underdeveloped right now. And over the next couple of years, we will see this grow as we see these MLS patches, especially if Topps uses this as the same designer to make these look just as good as the MLB debut cards. This could be an incredible, incredible stimulus for the MLS market. The MLS investor and collector market is ripe. The players are there, infrastructure around Topps, and then American collectors, and people want to gravitate towards this new sport. In 2021, we saw people wanting to invest in soccer, and they didn't really know what to invest in. You know, we were going around shows, and people were like, yeah, what do you got for soccer? And then it was just like, well, I got this Messi card. And then people were going to, they were like, well, how about this Haaland? They're like, I don't even know who that is. You know, and so we have an American, and when I talk about American, that's generally our investing pool right now, especially with our current context of this show. Our context is in an American buyer base. And so when you have a legitimacy around the investment market, as the investment market is going to grow, I think this is the kind of investable material that Topps and Fanatics need to push forward into the MLS sphere. As the league grows and as the league rises, these cards will be incredibly investable. When you have $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 debut cards coming from guys that largely no one's ever heard of, can you imagine what a Luis Suarez debut card? Can you imagine if they had this ready when Messi made his debut? when Messi's debut one-of-one auto would have hit the Miami Sphere, somebody would have bought it for, you know, who knows? That could have gone for $1 million+. You know, so as MLS continues to grow, as they continue to have star players making their debut in this league, I think this is incredible win for American soccer collectors that are and investors that are trying to move into a space that they largely don't understand. Just what you can watch the MLS in daytime, you know, like you can watch it in prime time with what we do. And so it's a lot easier to understand than like, oh, that's that. There's a lot of foreign leagues over there. So if you're a guy that's just getting into it, this could be the start of how, you know, like to push it forward. I'm not saying these are all going to be investable, but what I am saying is this is a huge win and one of the early steps to an overall market cap explosion for the MLS.
Love it. Great work, Lefty McKee. Thanks for keeping us posted on the news in the hobby. We're looking forward, obviously, to seeing the hobby grow, and keeping our knowledge up to date on where that can happen is going to be important as we move along. So thanks for the great research and keeping us posted there. Yeah, shout out to Lefty. I mean, this is definitely a development that we want to stick tight with. We don't talk a ton of soccer. We really don't. And sometimes it can be difficult to pick out kind of the right cards, especially if you go to card shows. You just don't really see soccer, like Lefty was mentioning from the National. People didn't know what to pick up. So definitely a development that we want to lock into here. So shout out to Lefty. It was great to be able to spend some time with him, get some news updates, as well as a kind of a W of the week for everybody. We're hoping to see this recent development turn into indeed what he believes could be a stimulus for soccer sports cards and collectors. Speaking of Lefty McKee, just a quick reminder. Tonight, we've got Lefty Cards at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you want to catch that, you can go to youtube.com/@_lefty_cards or on Twitch at @lefty_cards. We're going to be talking about some baseball prospects, regular baseball, as well as sprinkling in some other sports there. Speaking of baseball prospects, want to ensure that everyone is up to date and ready for sell alerts. Obviously, we have the spring breakout games, prospect games coming in the next couple of days. We've already sent out a sell alert for Spencer Jones. Be sure you're signed up. And I'll be doing my absolute best all week to ensure as many alerts are sent out so that we can all crystallize those profits on the prospects that we've loaded up on. So make sure to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 there to get locked in for those sell alerts. Real quick, want to give a shout out to Marty Neal. Was active over at the booths this weekend at the Nash National. Good to see him again. Our guy Justin Stort is in the house, says Lefty is back. Yes, he is. Also, I will be with Lefty this evening on Lefty Cards. He's going to be cycling in some other guests as we get rolling there. So excited to see Lefty Cards. Be sure to tune in this evening. Again, that's 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Let's hop into some audience comments and Q&A from today, and then we're going to wrap things up. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode, guys. Real quick housekeeping before we go into the audience Q&A. No overflow show this Friday with Paul out of town. We are going to double down on March 22nd, so be sure to keep submitting your questions if you're a premium member at nooffseason.com/ask. Again, email back from me or Paul letting you know when we're going to answer them. Obviously, that will be on the 22nd of March. If you're not a premium member, you can get free personalized sports cards advice by signing up for a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com. Again, that's a free trial. You can find out if you like the premium content that we're putting out and if it is worth investing in a year program for. So Wednesday, we will be showcasing an exclusive interview with Andy Broom, head grader at CGC, and that's led by Paul Hickey and our guy Andy Kaysen of Football Card Quest, part of the nooffseason.com content network. Tons of good information there, so be sure to tune in 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday for that interview from Andy Broom. All right, let's hop into some comments from today real quick. Mostly from Mr. T, we're going to talk about some more NFL updates. Says Tony Pollard to the Titans, which, Mr. T, this is an interesting development for a couple of reasons. One, Tyjae Spears was also in our flyer picks from a recent premium member article because of Derrick Henry all but out of the Titans organization. We thought that his usage rate was really going to go up. But now, obviously, with Tony Pollard shifting over to the Tennessee Titans, that could be another spot where you're potentially wanting to hold here just because you don't know how much playtime Tyjae is really going to get, right? And the hype could be lower now that a top running back and a guy like Tony Pollard has gone to the Titans. So interesting point to make there. Also, DeAndre Swift is headed over to the Bears. Joel Kaplan, good point. Yep, on the same page, says Tajay Spears not as exciting of a buy anymore. Totally agree with you there. Less upside, obviously. Going to be splitting usage rates. Probably going to remain kind of a third down back. Up next, it looks like DeAndre Swift has gone to the Bears, which was a potential target for the Cowboys. So with Pollard out, Swift to the Bears, there's two out of really three guys that were being talked about for the Cowboys. So that leads Mr. T to saying who will be RB1 in Dallas. Real quick, we got Rusty Immigart in the house. Rusty, thanks for being here, sir. Christopher Bell says his pick is that Saquon is going to go to Dallas. I'm thinking either Saquon or King Henry likely is going to be the play there, obviously. They got to fill that gap now. So interesting to see what plays they go there. But just want to give that heads up. Obviously, if you are a premium member and read that article, Mac Jones is going to be a hold now that he's with the Jaguars, holding that clipboard. And with Tajay Spears not going to be RB1, assumingly, or at least splitting usage rates with Tony Pollard, need to be semi-careful there. Not a whole lot today, guys. We are going to round the show off with that. Again, Wednesday, we're going to have a fantastic interview with Andy Broom, so be sure to stay tuned in there. Thank you guys for all the fantastic support per usual, and stay tuned. Again, Lefty Cards tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. If you want to check that out, it's on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@_lefty_cards. Or you can tune in on Twitch at lefty_cards there. Thanks, as always, guys, for being here, and we will see you guys on Wednesday.
Thanks so much for being here with us on the Sports Card Strategy Show. To connect with us further, please subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Please also give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and on X at No Off Season Card. We also have a Discord that you could join at sportscardstrategy.com. Everyone, I'm Paul Hickey. For the rest of us here at nooffseason.com, have a great day. We'll see you again soon.